Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics, because Steve Hawk is here. Hello. Oops, I'm sorry. There you are.
Well, you told me, grab that microphone.
I did. I said microphone 4, and then I turned on mic 3.
That's okay. It's tricky number situation.
I apologize.
That's right. Good morning.
Hot Topics.
Good morning.
Brought to you by TK Auto. Yeah, man. Do you like scary movies?
Yeah, I think I guess I do.
Horror movies.
Yes.
Really?
Like, yeah, not just the adventure, the intenseness, not the... You know, you're on the edge of your seat for the excitement. You like horror movies.
I think I do.
Okay,
yes.
Wow. All right. Because there's a couple new ones coming out. There's one with Halle Berry where it's I mean, the preview, if you don't like scary movies, you immediately will know, yeah, all in or all out. I don't feel like there's a lot of middle ground there.
No, not usually.
And I watched it. None of us on this particular show like those kinds of things. Kevin's out. I'm out. I think Steve, are you out? Producer Steve, or in on the scary movies for sure?
Oh, I'm out.
100% out. Oh. Yeah, I mean,
I like them.
Okay, well, Halle Berry's got a new movie out. You should see it.
I think I will.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer for it by chance?
No, but okay. I'm just thinking if you're getting top-notch actor,
yeah,
then somebody's done something right. They don't look at those scripts, really, unless there's something right.
For sure,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Never Let Go, and it's like...
No, I'll look it up.
Yeah, the preview is like she's, you know, if they leave this house and they have to hold onto a rope is the concept. Never let go. Never let go.
That sounds a little bit like Speed.
It's creepy.
Don't take your foot off the gas.
Don't
let go of the rope.
Shelter to the pure and good.
Oh, yeah.
See, it already sounds creepy.
Yeah,
I'm already
it sounds
out.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I like that.
All I had to hear in that was that. I'm like, nope, that's good enough.
No, I like that stuff.
Okay, look it up.
Then you'll mind benders.
I think you'll enjoy that one.
Okay. Does your wife watch them with you?
No.
So she doesn't like him.
No, she does not. She checks out, doesn't like any of that
stuff.
She complains about some of the trailers we see watching football.
No, I'm serious. I do the same thing. There have been many. As we get closer to Halloween, we'll notice them too. I'll be like, mute.
Yep.
Yeah, don't like
it's
it.
It's bad.
Yeah,
right. Well, especially when you have a little youngster running around.
Oh, man, that was always the worst. Yeah, if you have a small child or a child that gets easily, agitated, anxious, excited, scared, whatever.
2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, we're watching the NFL, and that comes on?
Yeah, and you don't really have the choice to, not see it.
So, no, I would watch them by myself, Kevin. Totally.
Okay.
I'd go to the theater by myself and eat a whole bunch of popcorn by myself and just check out a scary movie by myself. Go home and have sweet dreams.
Yeah, right.
That's the fastest you eat popcorn, too, right? During a scary movie.
Well, you don't know you're eating it.
Stop shoveling it in.
I try to limit myself, too. I actually make an effort at the theater. Like right when I get there, it's warm and buttery. I'm in.
I know. Yeah.
But then it's like, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait for the previews. Wait for the trailers.
Oh, do
wait
you like
for
put it
all,
down on the ground?
Yes.
Type thing? Okay. Wow.
Put it away until at least the movie starts.
That's hilarious. Otherwise, it's gone before it starts.
Right. And then the movie starts, and I grab it out the floor.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome.
Those are some sounds.
And then go back for my refill.
Yeah.
Do you always have to get something when you go to the movie theater?
Yes.
Some sort of treat?
Absolutely. And it's always the same things, popcorn and soda.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't do the licorice or the treats.
That's how I am, too. Yeah.
Popcorn and soda. That's respectable.
Yeah.
It's
Are you into any? I mean, it's season premiere time on TV. Obviously, any of the things so far.
So what's the Sylvester Stallone show that just came back?
Oh, Tulsa.
I like that show a lot.
Did you watch the first year?
Yes.
Okay. So you recommend that?
Yes.
Because I think I would like to try that. It looks like it'd be good. And what is it like? Maybe 8 or 10 episodes or something.
I did not think I was going to like it.
Okay.
I really had low expectations.
Well, that's sometimes better.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And it worked out. And now I'm looking forward to season 2. I didn't catch the episode 1 of season 2 was just last weekend.
Sure, but you can go back.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll get that. Old Man.
Is that a Hulu thing?
Sure.
Okay. Old Man?
That's another one, Old Man.
Oh,
Old
I thought
Man.
You were talking to me. I didn't know.
No, it's a new it's a Old show Man, back for a second season.
Old Men?
Jeff Bridges?
Yes, that's a good one.
Oh, okay.
He looks awesome in there.
Doesn't he? Tough guy. That's a good show.
Oh, nice.
There's some nice actors in that one, too. That's some good casting.
Okay.
So that's another show that I'm looking forward to, and Survivor.
These are great recommendations. Thank you.
Survivor's tonight too, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Yeah. Bingo.
Man, you got some stuff.
Oh, it is
to,
Wednesday.
You got some stuff then.
Oh, and Golden Bachelorette.
No, now you're lying. Now you're just lying.
She's hot.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, for a Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a, but not like no other reality TV. Survivor's your one and only.
Yeah, for now. Yeah,
I mean, if none of the singing competitions.
No
AGT.
No. No, I just don't have time for any of that.
No
stuff.
Dancing with the Stars, no Voice.
No.
None of it. Okay. No. Any of the Chicago's?
Like the Chicago.
Med PD?
Oh, no.
None of
that. The hospitals, fire departments.
None of that.
Police stations.
911.
Maybe I do that one because it's, you know, 23 minutes and laughable.
Did you see there's like a new cooler Baywatch? Not cooler.
What?
A more challenging Baywatch.
How is it more challenging?
Like, is it a...
what's it called?
Fast motion.
They have
forward.
To act.
Yeah, it's not based as much on...
Is it a reality
know,
show,
cells.
Kevin? Or no?
We're not going to let you finish.
It's a drama. Okay.
It's a real TV show.
Nope.
I can't remember what it's called.
Baywatch.
A high surf, something like that. It's
high surf?
These guys what? That are lifeguards out on like the... craziest beach that has like the biggest waves.
Okay.
And so they're just saving people left and right.
My goodness, that sounds appetizing.
I'm trying to see what it would be. And I'm looking down the whole list of other things.
Is it a reality show?
No.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Just,
like really
that would be cool.
It would be.
Sharks.
I mean,
I started watching something the other day that I thought was going to be a documentary. And then it was more of a reality show, and I was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Because I wanted a documentary,
right.
Not the reality version.
Yeah, not where they just, you know, they use their imagination to tell you what it might be like. You just want to see the real thing. I could see
Yeah,
that.
I just wanted to hear the story about, like, what the heck are you doing?
Right. I wouldn't mind the survivor of the rescue thing. Oh, Rescue High Surf, it's called, Kevin.
Rescue High Surf.
Yeah.
Now, are there men and women running around as lifeguards saving people from the high surf waves? That's
Sounds
what
like
this
it.
Is all about?
Sounds like it.
Is. Has anybody seen the documentary on Baywatch?
No.
Missed
that
actually,
one, too.
It's actually good.
Oh, I'm sure.
What's it?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the waves.
Yeah.
With Baywatch or whatever.
Behind
it's
the bikini.
Good. And you forget how gigantic that show was.
Oh, yeah. I mean... I look
they
at all the stars
at one point,
produced, you know?
I think this doesn't even sound right, but worldwide, they had like 3 billion viewers.
Oh, it's weird. I could never find interest in that show.
I never watched it either.
Yeah. I
don't know why. I did enjoy the show.
Really?
And it was because, I don't know, I think you know what it was, Mitch and Hobie. It was, you know, a father-son thing. Trying to make all that work out, and maybe it's I didn't grow up with a dad, and
sure.
So I was always kind of intrigued by that.
You wanted Mitch as your dad at that point.
I didn't even know there was a story or a plot.
Oh, yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What percentage of people you think drink coffee of Americans in the past?
I would say 67.
Is that a real guess?
Yeah, 67% drink coffee.
Well, the game's over. That's exactly right.
Kevin James.
No, it is not.
67% of Americans drank coffee in the last 24 hours.
He got it exactly right.
Exactly right. He's just that kind of guy.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know it. Total pro.
How do I do it?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hawk Topics, because Steve Hawk is here.
Hawk Topics.
Steve, do you walk around your house or hang out, out at your house without a shirt on?
No. I try to respect my family and my neighbors. And it's not a good look. I've seen myself.
You're just not doing it.
Yeah, I don't. I've done it. I have, but I usually will throw a T-shirt on.
Yeah,
I don't have a real sexy midsection. I have a real sexy chest.
Yeah,
but then you go a little south, and it's like, wait, that's a giant hill.
Look at that!
Look at that hill. Is that a mountain yet? Not yet.
Working on it. Yeah. Keep going to those movies and have that popcorn by yourself.
Right?
You're gonna get that, baby.
There you go.
I was just curious because I feel like one of us today doesn't have a shirt on.
Producer Steve?
Oh no, I'm definitely wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I don't have one on. I've
you
been
don't?
Home and I don't know. There were a lot of struggles today, and I just thought, you know, I don't need a shirt.
I'm gonna say that tomorrow.
No, there's I do a lot have of struggles a, today. I didn't need a shirt.
Yep.
You come walking in the
all
building.
Those words.
I do have a blanket over me.
Oh, well, that's
so if someone were to barge in, I would be like,
yeah, that would so look honest. Real good. I'm just sitting here with a microphone in front of my face, naked under a blanket.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kevin James. Welcome to my house.
Well, who is bursting in?
Well, that's a good,
well, actually,
quick
today,
question.
Their maintenance is coming by to.
Oh, can't wait.
Do quarterly inspections.
Sure,
or
yeah.
Something or other. And. So they will be coming here at some point today.
Yeah. Excellent.
They've seen
and
it.
I'm
all.
Not going to hear them if it's during the show because I got my headphones on.
Correct. Yeah, sure.
Did you leave a sign
on
them?
In, fellas. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Yeah, come on in. Yeah.
Which that'll show? Which show are we
all
talking
of, all of the shows.
All of the shows.
All of the shows. Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Kevin, what is your hot topic question for Steve Hawk today?
Oh, so I just saw the thing the other day that it's twofold. This is a twofold question,
ooh,
if you will,
one,
Steve
part
Hawk.
Part two, okay.
Ooh, tricky, tricky.
Garland Theater, you know it. Corner yep. Monroe and Garland. Mm-hmm. Hot little spot. they are doing a 10-year anniversary this weekend for Z Nation.
Oh.
Z Nation started 10 years ago, I guess. Ran for six seasons. I want to say six seasons.
Okay.
And so now they're just having like an anniversary event for the creators of the show, the crew, the fans. I mean, that thing had a great run here in Spokane filming.
Yeah.
It really did. It was one of those where you're just like, okay. And that show was popular and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite show that was a filmed in Spokane show?
Wow. Mm, boy.
Boy, nothing that one, huh? Sticks out. So many people, I think the answer, of course, will be Z Nation, just because it was like, well, yeah, it was a cool show, and it was in Spokane, and we were out in Medical Lake during the filming of it, and it was always a bunch of people out there getting like extras in it and
right.
All that type of
yep.
stuff.
Are you including movies, Kevin? Like, are you
including movies? Like, yeah.
I mean, so you have Vision Quest.
Okay.
You have Benny and June.
Yep.
You have was it one of the Red Dawns here?
Yeah, like one of the new. No,
it that
was
wasn't here. Was
based
it?
Off of Spokane, the newer one.
Was that it? Why? Okay.
Yeah, they okay. said they were in Spokane.
Okay, maybe that's why.
But they
yeah.
didn't film it here.
I got you.
There was a ton of movies.
Yeah, I feel like there's been,
North by Northwest did quite a few
they
here.
Did,
I can't
yeah.
remember the titles of all of them. They weren't blockbusters. What was the horse one?
Seabiscuit.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
was,
cool.
No, that
yeah.
wasn't here. That was just done by North by. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I don't right. remember that.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the titles of the movies that they had done, and which is weird because I auditioned for a few of them just to be an extra or whatever.
Of course you did.
Was Tag shot here? Or it was
know.
Only based on the
yeah,
GU guys?
Just those
yeah.
dudes.
Yeah. Or G-Prep or whatever they were.
It's always what I really like about the TV shows and the movies, for that matter, is just seeing Spokane. It's really
good. It
is
cool, cool, yeah. It films yeah. It films very well.
The Macklemore video. I love watching that, yeah. Not for the song, for the video.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
Okay, I just wondered if there was one that really stuck out, and then when you told me that you liked scary stuff, I thought, ooh, maybe he was a Z Nation guy.
No, not necessarily. I got involved with the show a little bit at the beginning.
Because they wanted you on it?
Yeah, well, it was just back when I was doing TV stuff.
You're our resident pretty boy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
But yeah, I was involved and it was cool, and now I'm not.
What are you laughing about, producer Steve? You don't think he's our resident pretty boy?
I mean, he's stealing my title.
Well, we should head up to the Garland.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can also at the Garland this weekend at 10 a.m. This is the other thing. I wanted to know how you felt about this. You can watch the Seahawks play the Patriots.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, wow.
They've been doing that a lot at the Garland, where they run the football games. And I always think, would that be really awesome, or would I hate it? I don't know.
I think it all would depend on whether you like watching the games with other people.
Well, they won't be playing the Patriots this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we already played them.
Yeah.
So they're running reruns. Oh, that would be terrible.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So we can go up there for the rerun. That's kind of like celebrating 10 years of...
Right, of Z Nation.
You can also watch last week's football game.
Dolphins this weekend. Yeah. Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah, we do play the Dolphins this weekend.
Yep.
East Coast.
This whole story might be old. No, it says Monday, September 16th, right? That would be this week.
It seems right. You're totally fine.
I just maybe hadn't updated the whole sign yet.
By the way, how do you feel on watching games with other people? Are you in or out of that?
It depends on what the game is. A lot of times I'm in. I like the party atmosphere, and it can be a lot of fun.
Does it depend on how important the game is?
Yep.
Okay.
So, if it's a real important Super Bowl or something like that, a lot of times I like to be alone. If it's an NFC game that we're involved in, I kind of like to be alone.
You want to be able to hear the TV.
Yeah, I want to get involved the way I want to get involved.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you that way 100%. I don't like big crowds to watch sporting events in because they think I am more locked into what are they talking about because they kind of get a little bit of insight.
Yep.
Watching it without sound is not that great.
Not always.
Yeah.
Not always.
Because sometimes they're talking about stuff you need to know.
But if it's a week 3 and it's against the Dolphins who don't have a quarterback and I just want to go hang out with some friends, eat some popcorn, and watch football, you bet.
There it is. Yeah. There it is, you resident pretty boy.
Oh, jeez.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If I had a straw in there, I would blow into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to do the math on it here and the science on it.
Kevin James.
Blowing bubbles in something, if it cools it off or it's just fun.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Two things can be true at the same time. It can be fun and effective as far as cooling off a beverage. Let's see. Who did we have qualify this time around? It was Trina. She's qualified for the Seahawks game October the 10th against the Niners in Seattle. Kevin's clip of the day. Clip of the day. What do you say, Kev?
I don't know if he's going to make it back or not.
I'm back.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, I had accidentally hit the plug on my little broadcast equipment, and it flickered. And that made it shut off.
Oh, I thought you meant you hit your hair plugs. I didn't know what you were talking about for a second there.
Hair plugs. Yeah. Something I'll never have to worry about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
I got a lot of other stuff I got to worry about. Hair plugs, not it.
Not so much.
Yeah, you got a nice set on top.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
I would think Kevin would be probably the only one you should be saying that particular phrase to.
That sounds wrong.
You'll understand when you listen back.
Yeah, now I realize it after I said it.
Steve, I want to hear you intro the clip of the day, though, and do it upright since almost missed it. So it's all yours now.
No, well, if you want me to.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, boy. Jay, Kevin, there are 12 months in the year.
Yep.
This is
checks out.
And there's also a lot of good-looking people.
Okay.
And there was a study done on what is the best month attractiveness-wise.
Mm-hmm.
How do we say this? Kevin, I
Which
need your help.
Month produced the most attractive people?
That's what I was looking for.
So you're looking for people with what month they were born in?
Mm-hmm.
It's all based on birthdays? Okay.
And it's associated with attractiveness.
All right.
So that's what it's
Can't wait
about.
To find out.
Which month produces the best looking people? An actual study was done and I have the rankings. You ready? Let's start from last place and then move up to first place.
That's right. The way to do it.
Place, June. I am so sorry for your face.
Wow.
You know who should not be laughing? Anybody born in July, because you're 11th place right next to them. In 10th place, May. In 9th place, January. 8th place, November. Now, the next 2 months are right in the middle, average,
Jay,
when it comes to attractiveness. In 7th place, October. In 6th place, we have March. Next, we have the top 5. Coming in 5th place is September. In 4th place, we have December. In 3rd place, February. And coming in 2nd place, anybody born in the month of August. That means, folks, in 1st place, the most beautiful people on the planet, anybody born in April. If you were born in April, congratulations, you sexy thang.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations, you sexy thang.
You sexy thang. All right. Yeah.
So there you go. So what?
Maybe it was supposed to be on due date.
Why? Were you supposed to be born in April?
No, I was 4th place. December.
Man, that's not bad.
Look at June was last place. Let's see. Born in June. Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Ugly.
Marilyn Monroe. Natalie Portman. Heidi Klum.
Yep. Her hair last night on America's Got Talent was adorable.
Okay.
She had like the little side piggy tail, and it was like almost little kid looking. It was just very cute.
Did you see when they were doing the spoof and making them cut promos for like local stations? Did you see that? That
was Simon was not having a good time. Oh, man.
All right, we're going to pretend like we're in a desert now, and this one's for our Phoenix station.
We're not doing this.
And we're going to pretend like there's a desert, and you guys are going to pretend like you see a coyote running across the screen. Don't worry. Your eyes will follow the coyote. We'll put it in post-production. Not doing this. No, not doing it. Not doing it.
Was this legit or was this like a prank?
It was a prank, yeah.
Okay.
It was funny. And then, okay, this one's going to be for our station over on the East Coast. This is going to be Boston. We're going to pretend like we're having a tea party and we're throwing, not doing it. And then they would do all the different, this one's for our Hawaii station. They'd hold a surfboard. It was pretty funny.
Is it still a good prank when the guy you're trying to prank is just like not doing it?
Well, I think the others had fun with it, so it was kind of fun to see that
part of it.
Yes. You know, and then they ended with one, Steve, for Chicago. And what do you think they did with the Chicago prank?
Oh, boy.
I mean, what's it known for?
I'll just say hot dogs. Pizza.
Keep going.
Chicago is the...
Oh, Windy City.
Windy.
So they had a big giant fan there. And everybody was not enjoying it except for Heidi Klum, who then turned into a model, letting her hair blow in the wind. It was pretty good, yeah.
Makes sense.
It's also weird that you do people in Chicago not like the declaration of Windy City?
I don't know. I mean,
it's a doggone nickname, bro.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the wind.
Or the city.
What does it have to do with?
Something with politics.
Huh.
What? Is that real?
Why?
I just thought it was wind coming off the lake.
Right.
No. We're not more windy or less windy than any other place.
I don't know if that's true.
That might not be true.
That's probably not right.
It does get a little windy there.
For a variety of reasons, including the city's location, its political history, and the nickname's metaphorical use. Yeah, you're right. That did ruin it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What age do you consider yourself to be a full adult? You're like, okay, this is it. I'm in adulthood now.
Kevin James.
Work in progress.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, it is time for your final thoughts, Steve.
Well, Jay, I should have confronted Steve Hawk about this when he was here.
Ooh, confronted?
But I guess I didn't.
Wow, confrontation and you do not go hand in hand normally.
I would have done it.
Wow.
I would have. You know what he did to me? He did two things to me the other day. First off, he said, hey, you want some pickled herring?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I said, oh, no.
I can't remember what it was that you said you didn't like. And then Steve said to me, Hawk goes, do you think he'll like pickled herring? And I was like, I want you to go in there with it on a fork and just stick it near his nose.
No, but he said, do you want some? And I said, no. And he said, well, will you smell it?
Yes.
I said, all right. So then I smelled it and then
and you'll never be the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes, exactly how you thought it was going to smell, huh? And I said, yeah. And then to top it all off for dessert.
Oh.
He gave me some expired chocolate.
What is it, like a chocolate bar, or was it?
No, he's got a stash on the cabinet.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, this is where I keep the chocolate.
That's hilarious.
You want some?
How did you realize it was expired? You could actually see the date on it?
No, he goes, you know, I don't know how old this is. And then we looked at April.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, it's just fine. Yeah. Chocolate? Yeah. It's just starting to age.
Yeah.
That's not right. I don't feel right.
Yeah. That's funny. I feel like Hawk might be an expiration date watcher, but I can't remember for sure if he is or not.
Well, he also was with you guys, and he says, you're fine.
Attaboy.
I know what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah. Hey, you got chocolate out of the deal, and you didn't have to eat the pickled herring or whatever it was.
Oh, but I smelled it.
Man, that stuff is
powerful.
Boy.
You can't bring that into an office.
Final thoughts.
I think I might agree with that. Yeah, that's pretty rough. That thing stinks up the joint. Kevin?
God, I still remember the day I put one of those in my mouth.
Dude, it's...
For Steve Hawk, and it was...
It's different.
It was the worst. I never have really, like, just gagged and not wanted to eat something until that day.
Yeah, that's... Really? You gotta have a certain palate, shall we say, for that.
Okay, so yeah, nobody's
and no ability to smell.
Yeah, no, the percentage of people who like pickled herring has to be very low.
You think so?
Yeah. I'll try Googling that. I bet nothing comes up.
I love it. So many things pickled, I thought, well, maybe I can do it. Nope. No, thank you.
What percentage of Americans like pickled herring?
Yeah.
Pickled herring accounted for 84% of the North American pickled herring consumption. I'll keep looking, Kevin. Go ahead.
What can the Midwest?
It says the United States.
Oh, 84%.
84% of North America, which is just dumb. It's a terrible stat. I'm so mad at the internet right now. I can't even think straight.
Jeez, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I drove my car, and I just am kind of... Today might be the day where I just am like, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not doing anything, but I might just go drive around for 10, 15 minutes and come back home.
Yeah.
Just because you're like, I am sick of being in this house.
Yeah, I like it.
That's fair. And you also got to dust off the cobwebs, because you know when you don't drive for a while...
Yeah.
It just feels weird.
It does.
To go back in and, you know.
Now, other people have driven my car, so it's at least getting some use.
Yeah. Your car is fine. Your car still knows how to drive.
Yeah, it's just me. I'm kind of like, no.
What's the longest
I need
you...
a little refresher.
What's the longest you, as an adult, you've gone without driving?
It would be that stretch where I had my defibrillator put in. So I was in the hospital for like 17 days leading up to getting it.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And then after I got it, I don't think I could drive for 30 days, maybe.
Oh, was that
so
like
the it was a little over a month.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a long time.
Month and a half.
Yeah. I think maybe a week for me, but even then it does feel kind of weird. Yeah, a month though, man, that's a long time.
Yeah,
Steve,
it
longest
was.
You've been without driving?
Oh, actually... Like when I was in college, I guess I didn't have a car, so just like walking everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So probably months at a time.
Wow. No wonder you drive so slow.
Final thoughts.
Makes sense now. Overly cautious.
Put on that turn.
$3.5 million in sales for pickled herring annually.
Wow.
Seems like too much.
It does.
The best coffee cities in America. That survey came out. The best coffee cities in America. There's only one number one, correct?
Seattle.
Not according to the survey.
Oh.
But is it the Windy City?
Kevin, I did the same thing. I was like, if this doesn't say Seattle, this is the dumbest survey that this group has ever put out. No, Portland. I mean, they could be top. They got to be top five. But Seattle shouldn't be number three.
No, who beat them?
Yeah.
Portland and Frisco.
Frisco?
I'm like, what? San Francisco's number two?
Hmm.
Actually, San Francisco is number two, now that I've said it out loud.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Followed by Seattle, followed by Honolulu and Orlando.
Okay.
We didn't make the list because they don't think they obviously... They didn't include us in the test, so
right,
to speak.
We weren't a large enough city or whatever.
Which is weird because I see like Wichita, Kansas in there. I feel like we're equivalent to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't rank us because I feel like we would have been high.
We would have.
Yeah. I mean, on coffee, clearly.
Yeah, that's a different survey.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy Friday.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go. I want to remind you that if you're interested in going to see Winona coming up this weekend, you can just go to our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. You'll see a picture of Y, the Back to Y tour right there. Click on it, and then there's a simple entry form to fill out. And we're drawing names at the end of tomorrow, I think, or tomorrow during the day sometime. So, oh, yeah.
It's already Thursday.
It's already Thursday tomorrow. So enter to win the Winona tickets. We have a bunch of pairs to give away there. You can check it out on our website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. Winona coming up this Saturday. And on the way out, let's go ahead and take a caller right now to qualify for the CMA Awards show trip. That's airfare for two, hotel, and tickets to the CMA broadcast on the 20th of November. If you want to qualify for that, that's a simple phone call, 509-441-0999. That's it, fellas. Are we done? Everybody good?
I think he already left.
That means we got to go.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Doesn't it?
Bye-bye.
I think it does.
Bye-bye now. Bye.